The problem with prophecies is that they are made many times by men or women for humankind, are interpreted by humankind, and are always looked upon from the perspective of living life on Earth. After all, most of us only consider reality to be what we can feel, hear, taste, smell, and see. The premise of anything else being a part of reality is purely subjective, and therein lies the problem. God and the afterlife are, for most people, a belief and not a reality, and are therefore a matter of faith. For those who are more enlightened spiritually, faith becomes knowing and also a part of their reality. The problem with most religion is that it is based on faith and not reality. Thus, although a person who is religious may believe that something is true, they don't really know if it's true. They are put in the position of having God and an afterlife compared to what they perceive as reality. And sadly, God and the premise of an afterlife come in a poor second. This is because very few can hear, touch, or see God or an afterlife. If we can't sense something with our five main senses, it ceases to be real to us and then becomes a matter of faith, which is a poor substitute for our perceived reality. If God would get on a loudspeaker that covered all the world and say, "I want to introduce myself. I am God," then most likely all of us would make God part of our reality. Or if the heavens opened and all of us on earth saw the other side in all its glory in a prolonged vision, then the chances are most of us might also make that part of our reality. It is also a distinct possibility that many of us would say that hearing God or seeing the other side was only our imagination working overtime, or a delusion. The point is that humankind perceives reality to be the life we live on earth, and that the belief in God, or gods, and an afterlife will always be as diverse as the numerous cultures we have here on this planet. Prophecy is nothing more than an extension of belief and faith. We certainly don't know if something prophesied will happen until it happens, and there are many prophecies that have not happened yet, and certainly many that were not fulfilled. In the case of Jesus, there are many who say he fulfilled the messianic prophecies, and many who say he didn't. Does it really matter whether or not Christ fulfilled these messianic prophecies? Is prophecy such an exact science that millions of Judaic people are still waiting for their Savior because of it, or that billions of Christian, Judaic, and Islamic peoples are still waiting for the judgment day? It seems that if a prophecy was made by David or Isaiah or Jeremiah, it has to be true, but many of their prophecies have not come to pass. The reason I have inserted this section on prophecy and reality is that it shows how strongly the Bible was associated with people who told the future. Then, after the Bible was put together, the Christian era banned all telling of future happenings. It's acceptable to prophesize in the Old Testament, but not after the church was established, for it did not fit into the church's perception of reality. It's also all right to prophesy if you are a saint, but keep it under wraps and above all, keep it quiet if you are not. I've often wondered how religions all of a sudden decided that prophets were no longer being born and that prophecy was pure hogwash, especially when it plays such a large part in the dogma of all the major religions.